This coming Shabbos in Hashem, we begin Sefer Vayikra with Parshas Vayikra. As we know, the beginning of Sefer Vayikra deals with many dinim that relate to Karbonos. And this evening's show, I want to speak about a detail, a halacha that relates to Karbonos, to Kodshim. But because we're in the Chodesh Nisan already, Be'ez Hashem tied into not only Korban Pesach, which obviously is related to Kodshim, but also to a practice that we have at the Seder. The Pasuk says in Chumash, the Pasuk is not in Parshas Vayikra. In fact, there's actually no Pasuk directly about this in the Chumash itself with regards to Kodshim, but the Pasuk says in Chumash Bamidbar, Parak Yud Ches, Pasuk Ches, that's towards the end of Parshas Korach, the Torah says the following regarding Truma, Parak Yud Ches, Pasuk Ches. By the verse of Aaron, Ani hinei nasati l'cha es mishmeres trumosai. Hashem says to Aaron, behold, I have given you the safeguard of my trumos, es mishmeres trumosai. It's referring to truma on a simple level, and the chelek the kohanim got. And Rashi comments on the words mishmeres trumosai, shatotzorech l'shomron b'tahara. The words mishmeres trumosai imply that the truma has to be guarded or has to be watched. Mishmeres Masala, Shomron B'Tahara, make sure it doesn't become Tomei, has to be guarded B'Tahara. Now the truth of the matter is, if you look in the context, it's not necessarily talking only about Truma that's given from crops, you can relate it to Kodshim also, but the Pasuk uses the word Truma, and therefore Rashi says, again with regards to Truma, Shatotzorach L'Shomron B'Tahara. Pasuk doesn't have a similar comment regarding meat from Korbanos, that you have to guard it from becoming Tomei. However, the Rambam says in Perek Yud Gimel of Hilchus Avos Hatuma, or Avos Hatumos, Perek Yud Gimel Halachi Gimel, Misha Tar L'Chum V'Siach Eslibim Lechol Nitma V'Hesach Hadas, that's the point I want to talk about, V'Osa Lechol Chuma Chiyitpo Pam Shniyav. A person who became tar for Chuma, that then there was a Hesach Hadas, which we're going to go into shortly, so then he has to go into the Mikra a second time. Hoy Adav Tahoros, special din for Yadayim for Truma. In fact, as you know, the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim, washing, has its origins in Hilchus Truma. It was really for the Kohanim, because Yadayim Askanios. And here's the line I'm interested in from this Rambam: Im leTruma kein kal vachomer leKodesh. If this is true about Truma, that you have these concerns about making sure there's no Tumah, or even Hesach Hadas, and the possibility that something became Tameh, Hesach Hadas means you weren't paying attention, now you remember exactly what you did, exactly what happened to the item, you removed attention from the item, that's called Hesach Hadas. So then there's a concern about Tumah, and again, the topic of the Rambam in the beginning of Halacha is Truma, but then he writes, Im l'Truma came kal v'chomer l'kodesh. So even though the Pasuk can be understood to refer to Truma, it's true about Kodshim as well, Shekola Mesiach Daito Tzvichat Tarach Tvila, you have Hesach Hadas, you have to retovel yourself, and so on. The details of the Tvila...
At what stage, at what stage, okay, we're going to see.
So that's the background in terms of just the basic halacha from the psukim and Parshas Korach. What I really want to do is a sugi and Maseches Psachim, even though this part has nothing to do with Pesach per se. We'll tie it in, as I said, to Pesach later. But we have the following discussion in Psachim Daf Lamed Dalet. Lamed Dalet and Aleph. The Gemara says the Itmar Hesach Hadas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psul Tuma Havi, and Shimon Lakish Amar Psul Haguf Havi. We have a situation where there was Hesach Hadas, you had a carbon, you had meat from carbonas, and somehow there was a period of time where no one was watching it or paying attention to it, and now that becomes therefore Tomei, and Rabbi Yochanan says it's a Psul Tuma. Okay, it's sort of an indirect type of psul. We'll see the definition in a moment. It's a psul tumah. And the Shulchan Aruch says it's psul haguf. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, behesach hadas. Well, that's actual, Rashi says, behesach hadas. Kishenitmu mitchila, hesiach daito mehen shuv milashomon, benifsolen behesach hadas. We're talking here about meat from Karbonos, kodshim meat, which became tomei, and now as a result of the fact that it became tomei, so you didn't pay any more attention to it, so now it becomes posel lehesech hadas, dechsiv gabe truma, since it says by truma, our posek, Rashi quotes the posek from Parshas Korach, es mishmeres truma sai, ovid le shimor velo tasiach daitcha. has to be guarded, that's a din, has to be guarded, has to be watched, and there cannot be any hesech hadas. This continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psul Tuma Havi. Rabbi Yochanan says the Psul Tuma. She'im Yavo Eliyahu V'yitarena. Okay, if Eliyahu Novi will show up, hypothetically, and say, well, nothing happened, even though no one was paying attention, it never became, it's tar, it's okay, right? It's okay.
Show me himself.
Yeah.
There's a question, how could he eat the meat? Because it's Pasach in Italy.
Oh, Zab, yeah, that's a different question, yes. Didn't they eat it?
He himself is the problem.
Right, okay. But anyway, so he says, in Yavo Eliyahu V'taren, show me lo. The Eliyahu will come and say, what it was, so then, that it's okay, then show me lo. However, Rav Shimon Lakish Omer, psul haguf. This becomes a psul haguf. It becomes an inherent psul in the meat. Psul haguf, havi, shem yavo eliyavi tarena. I don't care if eliyavi comes, ain't shomelo. We ignore him. It doesn't matter. The facts, so to speak, don't matter. It's not a matter that maybe it became tame and now he's letting you know. No, we don't pay attention. That's the Gemara Psachim, Lama Dalam and Aleph. Rashi says, and it continues the Gemara, Eisvei, okay, before we read that Esvei, let's look at a couple of Rashis. Rashi says, El Lamanda Amar, Kol Masha Kodshin Nifsalin, Behezech Hadas, Eino Ela Mishum Chashash Tumah. According to one opinion, the whole idea that a Kodshin becomes possible for Behezech Hadas, that's because of Chashash Tumah. Shema Al Yidei She Siach Daito Mishmiron, so Noga Behem Tumah, Eino Yidea. Maybe while you weren't paying attention, some Tumah, that animal, whatever it is that generates Tumah, came into contact with this, you don't know about it. So you have to be, that's why you have to watch it all the time. If somebody's watching it all the time and you know no Tumah came in contact with it, good. But the idea of Hesech Hadas, according to the one view in the Gemara, is that it's, we're choshish, that maybe something Tomei came into contact with it. Okay? Again, what I read before in the Rashi was how the Sugi got in. It got into stuff that was already Tomei. But again, for our purposes here, we're going to say, let's say it was Tahar. But now there was Hesech Hadas. So now it's conceivable that something Tomei came into contact with and you weren't paying attention. So Memen Yodea. That's the Gemara. And therefore, we have to be concerned about it. But according to that view, if Eliyahu Navi were to come and say, listen, I'm telling you that it didn't become Tomei goats, now we have the facts have been clarified, there's no reason to consider it Tomei. Whereas the other Mandomer says, no, it's a Psul Haguf. Why? Says Rashi, Malahi Bekodshim, Shinif Solon Bekach. It's a special rule of Kodshim, Mila, special, the Chacham made special rule by Kodshim, the same Psul Hula Atzmo. And it becomes inherently possible. Vafilu yavo Eliyahu v'yomer shalonitmu. Okay, and even if Eliyahu will come and say, look, I'm attesting to the fact that in those intervening 20 minutes or whatever it is, nothing Tomei came into contact. Kol osa or kol osa nayamim shizir taitman ein shalom. So that's the case. So we have enough.
You heard a statement that it is chamin.
What?
We'll get to that.
Usually the term malah refers. I'll get that. We'll get to chamin. It's my holkas actually. Okay, I shouldn't have looked that in just then. I'm glad you caught it, but actually, the Pnei is Medayat in this Rashi, that it's only been Chacham, because it's lost in Maila Hibikajim at the. But okay, even though, let's assume, we'll see. It's a possible Machlokas. But anyway, that's the first step. So the first difference between these two things is
Yochanan Gavra and Chavta.
Okay, one can make that type of Chiluk. Again, the Gemara doesn't phrase it that way. One says it's just a concern that maybe became Tomei. If somehow we could find out that it didn't, everything's okay, then it's another Psul Agur. Now the Gemara has. The Gemara phrases as a question. I'm not interested in going through the sugya as the sugya just to get the points out of it, because now the Gemara have another nafkamina between these two shitas. It comes to a question. There was a special little place, a box, a little means a chicken coop, but that means a special area near the, between the kevish, the ramp, and his bayach on the western side, and they would throw any psulei chatos ha'of in there, and any becoming capable to throw it in there, the te'ubar tsurasam, and te'ubar tsurasam we'll define for the moment as it's left overnight, so it becomes possible through lina, and also there's some physical change, at least something out overnight that will harden, the moisture will go out of it, so some change to ubar tsurasam. The old syllabase has straight, and then it's taken out and it's burnt. Okay, now, iyamit b'shalom psul tomahavi, b'shum hacha boi ibar tsura, why do you have to first put it in that place? So if you hold that it's a psul tomah, so you have to put it in that place, because shema yavo eliyavi tarena, because maybe it'll turn out that it was not really tomah. Kapeshmaya Galya, because Rogan wasn't Tomei, then they didn't know how to burn, they're not a waste kachim. Maybe it was never really Tomei in the first place. Right? So therefore you leave it in a place where it'll become tuvar tzaros, so it'll become absolved lulina, then it's a thing overnight, then it's definitely possible, and then you can burn it. Eliyah amir psul haguf, lamele ibut tzura, v'atran, zeakal, going over to the base, kos, psul haguf, yisarv miyad. Okay? Only other types of psulim is tuvar tzaros. And again, the details are not the focus on this. We have a couple of Rashis to see the distinction. Rashi says,
if you would have had a hefka tzadas from that, would it become...
I think so. Yes. So now Rashi says, "Shesom, this is where they used to do the they used to slaughter the chatos. Ukashira psulva she'ena psul haguf mamish. When any time a chatos because of became possible without an actual psul haguf, something, you know, incidental, and there are different examples. The ain yachol asor from miyad bishum bizayin kachim, can't just burn it because it's a bizayin and kachim to burn something like that. No skin also sham, you throw it in there. And the next Rashi, the teubar tzuraso, hainu psul lina, ibur tzuras maris basa belina salayla, you lean it over, leave it overnight, and the kevin shalona belayla harim no serve it tone, serve it vinisra. Okay, and then the Rashi goes on something else. It's the different types of tumah. But again, you see that that's a practical distinction whether it's a psul haguf or it's a psul, you know, some kind of incidental psul of tumah. Rashi on Amud Bey says kol she psul begufo psul vaday ubebaser atzma yisarach miyav. What do you have to leave it out for? So again, however he answers the kasha, but you see again another nafkamina between something which is psul haguf and a psul tumah. The first nafkamina was what if Eliyonavi comes and clarifies the facts. Second afkamina is, do you have to go through this process? Should you have to go through this process of creating some other psul, like lina, you know, leaving overnight, or not? And the third thing the Gemara says, now on Amud Beis, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Eisvei, nitmo shenif salabas oshi yotzu chutz leklaim. Somehow it became possible in some other ways. Abeleza omer yizrok, he can still be zorak the dam, bishur omer lo yizrok, umod bishur shim zorak hurtza. There is ritzui, there is some sort of kiyam, you know, through the dam. Okay, now, mind if so, what type of psul? Lav v'hesach adas. It must be talking about hesach adas. So again, i'amr tisham apsulei tumah havi yahan ad mishkach haseh demarat seh tzitz. There's a special din, and we'll look in the Rashi's here. Rashi says, my nifso, just a moment, Rashi says, my nifso, lav v'hesach adas, bitmiya, the cave in the tana nitma v'yotso, my psuliko. What psul are you talking about? No other psul talking about, so therefore must be talking about the psul of hesach adas. So i'amr tisham, if you tell me, next Rashi, that psul is chashash tumahu, mishum hachi mo debeshu hashim zorak hurtza dafilu nitma vadai vafav avagav the tumah psul haguf havi meratze tzitz. The special din that the tzitz is meratze, the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol war is, you know, sort of atones for, is meratze for these types of tumah. And therefore lechatchilo yizrof the kasava ritzu tzitz b'dievid hu. That's only b'dievid. But afal gav delo ma, yeah, so the tzitz is only on b'dievid. However, if you hold that it's a real psul, so what am I hurts a tzitz? Why does the tzitz do anything? So that's another nafkamina, whether the tzitz takes care of it. Okay, so that's three different nafkaminas. Is the din of hesach hadas pekodshim, does that generate a psul aguf? Or is it this sort of psul tumah that would have different din? And those are some of the nafkaminas. Now, how do we paskin? So it's interesting, the Rambam, in Hilchos Psulei Hamukdoshim, Perek Yud Tes, Halacha Dalet, write the following. This is Psul HaMikdashim, Perek Yud Tes, Halacha Dalet. I'll find it in a second, I hope.
The Rambam invented it, or he had a thought?
The Rambam? What, in Psul
HaMikdashim?
What Kavachomer?
If it's in
Psul HaMikdashim. So the truth of the matter is the Rambam just says the Kavachomer. I didn't bring it. The Ramban and the Ritva. The Ramban and the Ritva in the beginning of Chul and have an explanation for it. Oh. It's not really a source in the Gemara, but it's a sort of like, not a Kavachomer, a logical derivative. Yeah, logical derivative. It's sort of lengthy. I didn't bring it down. But anyway, in Hilchos Psul HaMikdashim, which should be somewhere around here. Here it is. The Rambam writes the following in Perek Yud Tes Halacha Dalet.
You have to bring your laptop
to the CD. Yeah, like that's right on. I know. I gotta join the 20th century before I get to the 21st. Here's what it says: the Rambam paskins bosar hanimtz. The reason I say Perek Yud Tes Halacha Dalet, because how do we paskin this machlokes? It's not clear. The letter from the Ein Mishpat, which usually when you have a machlokes, So whatever the letter is, that's usually how you pass him, because he's citing the Rambam. So the letter, the hey, is on Rabbi Yochanan Shita Psul Tumah. So the letter hey in the Ein Mishpat sends you the Perek Yud Tes, Aruch Psul and Doshan, Halacha Dalet. So there, it sounds like he's passing Rabbi Yochanan that it's a Psul Tumah. The Rambam writes, "Bisposar nimtza bazora evarim olus chaticha chatos banimtzu shalim shlomim hakol to uvar tzurasan v'yetzul beis hasreifa shema nosahu imkain mahol sitiya cheskasa olachat v'somel mishavu achofain." From the fact that the Rambam says that uvar tzurasan sounds like he's saying it's not a psul gift, it's a psul tumah. That's mistame how they want to learn that out from there. Even though the Rambam never punches it out, but that's what they say. However, others are not so sure. The Tzlach in Pesachim, Tzlach in Pesachim with Aflana Dal begins with an interesting kasha. He says the Gemara had asked a question based upon a statement, if you remember, I read through it quickly, but the statement was from Rishmol ben Osher Yochanan Broka, who says that story about where you put the chicken, so, you know, the chicken coop, where you put the bird that became tummy. So he says, Yesh l'daktek, loma hiksha osa mishna. The midas in the Tzkanchim, Dibra Yochid, 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 we quote it to Das Yochid, Rishmul ben Osher Yochid and Baroka, when it's actually, it's a Tana that says it in Seder Moed. Why do you hear Pesachim in Seder Moed? Why do I have to ask a kasher from over there in Maseches Midos? In the seventh parak of Shkolin, it says, Boso Hanimsa, Zev Zet to Ubar Tzuros, the Yetzel Beis HaSreifa. You have an open mission in Shkolin, Tzasa, which communicates the same thing, and it's even more clearly. The Yesek Adas Sula Guf, Lama Le Ibur Tzura, same thing. So he said, why don't they quote that? So he says, because, there has to be a das before there can be hesach hadas. If an animal stam got lost, and there had to be some attention you could have paid, so he said that's why it's different. And that's why they didn't want to ask from that Mishnah, because that Mishnah was talking about the seventh parak of Shkolim was, Bosa Haninsa, no one where it came from. There was no das, that hesach hadas. He says, based on that, then this Rambam is not a riot. That's the next point. He says, the truth of the matter is, he quotes a Mishnah Lamelech, he says, the Kotz of Perek pays the Psochim, he quotes the Hesach Hadas, he said, I don't find this din in the Rambam. The Rambam never talks about how we pass from the Hesach Hadas, and it doesn't say it in the Perish HaMishnah either, what the Halach is. So he says, Talmud Lama Hishmita Rambam. He thinks that case that we just read in the Rambam is not a riot, because that's talking about when there ever was Das, to have Hesach Das on. And he says, not so clear, Mistame, the Rambam passes like a Yochanan against Reish Lakish, or that standard procedure. But nevertheless, the Tzlach says, you know what, it's a Dover Torah Talmud, because the Rambam, Taka, doesn't pass. Because in the Eri, in the Sugin Tzachim, we got a Lama Dal, the Eri writes Hesach Das. He says, Ratzaloma, Shehesach Dato, Mishmiras, Tzara Kachim, Posa, Bekachim, Mitorah, Sofik, Tumah. We call Malcolm Kosher Psul Hesedas, ain't a Psul HaGuf Legamre. He says openly, it's not a Psul HaGuf. So maybe Paskin, it's not a Psul HaGuf. Ad Shafili Yisbar Shalom Yitmei Yisraf Kedin Kachim. No. El Sofek Tomehu. Sofek Tomehu. The Choshen Yisbar Shalom Yitmei Tor. Everything that came clear, then it's Tor. Okay, so he says it's some kind of a Sofek. To me, Paskin's for sure that it's a Psul Tumah. However, and again, we said the Rambam Shita is not as clear. And in fact, there's another Rambam, which is in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchas Tumos, Halacha Chav Gimel, Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchas Tumos, Halacha Chav Gimel, where the Radvaz claims, based on one, that Rambam and other things the Rambam says, he says, quotes the Gemara Garcina, Perek Kol Shah, Omer Lahu, he quotes a case there regarding Tumah, and he seems to say, it's Kvar Nidchu, the Rambam says it's like a Psul HaGuf. It's Nidche, which is a din in Psul HaGuf. So it's a question of exactly what exactly the Rambam holds. Okay. Anyway, is this whole din a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? So the truth is, the Yerushalmi in Trumos, it's like I asked before, what is a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabbanan? So the Yerushalmi in Trumos, I know this is a little Kachim type stuff, but we'll get to the Pesach stuff shortly. Okay, the Yerushalmi in Kachim says in Perak.
The Kachim Sigot in Psachim.
Yeah,
harder than.
Yeah, the Kachim in Kachim, yeah. The Psachim is a hard Mesech, it's true. The middle part, yeah. Starting this, the end of the first part with all the Bechina Skana Kohanim, all that, yeah, no doubt. Anyway, the Yerushalmi says in Psachim, Perak Ches Halacha Dalad, Perak Ches Halacha Dalad, Daf Mem Vav Med Aleph in the Vilnish Yerushalmi, he says, Yomar has a statement, so, Lo Nifsala Behesech Hadas, Lo Kain Amar Biochanan Hesech Hadas Dvar Torah, Rishalmi says, what do you mean? The Lashon Rishalmi is a little different than Bavli, and this Rishalmi in Truma says that the concept of Hesach Hadas is Min HaTorah. Min HaTorah. However, as I alluded to before, and I just realized I didn't bring it, so you're going to have to take my word for it, the Pnei Yoshua in Psochem, on this sugi, the Pnei Yoshua says that he thinks it's the Rabbanon because he's Medayik, it says Mala Osu. That was the Rashi that you were caught before when I read it. Mala Osu sounds like it's the Din of the Rabbanon, huh?
Asu, the baby.
Right.
The word Asu.
Asu, Mala Asu, yeah. I think that's it. He doesn't say it from Rashi, but it looks like that from Rashi. So that's the Pnei Yoshua. And in between, you have the Sasenis in Psochem, where the Sasenis is Mesupik. The Sasenis says, Hesach Hadas, Yoram Psul Tumah, and so on and so forth. Lechora Nira the Psul Hesach Hadas, Midra Bonanu. The Heichan Muchach Mikro, the Mishmeres Tumah, Sala Ikav Nema. Lechora, how do you have Hesach Hadas got to be Dira Bonan? Because where do you learn from Mishmeres Tumah side that it's a Likuva? And therefore, it's not, however, it's Aval Kosher, because how would the Chacham go ahead and be Mafsid Tumah and Kachim, which, you know, possibly be a
Dira. Why is Doraita?
Well, yeah, you have to say, well, the fact that it's possible is not, that there's a mitzvah to watch it. I'm not so sure if the result will be. So he says, so, anyway, at the end of Chasam is right, Tochei Mashmak Tzastim in a Torah, who possible, the Tzorech Iyan. So we have different avenues, whether it's Daraisa or it's Darabonon. And sort of a middle position, the Rash Tzirilio is one of the commentaries in Yerushalmi, and the Chazon Ish say, no, that's Gufa the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. That's exactly what they say. If it's a psul tuma, that's the rabbana. The rabbana where goes there's a suffix, maybe a chashash is tummy. Psul gu, huh?
That's gavla.
Yeah, right. That's what you're saying. Yeah, that's an achlami. You can have that chilik. Yeah, no one says it, but I saw in that terminology. Chazonish, for those who are keeping score, is in Taharas Simon Yud Sivav quotes from our Pesachim Lama Dalit. He says that the machlokus is near the Yochran to psul tuma in the rabbana. Right? And it's a nafkamina with a suffix tumma brishus harabim. Right? But anyway, it's a dindra bonum. But according to the other sheet who holds it, it's a psul hagof. That's mamish a deraisa. So just an interesting way to look at it. So that's all kind of background in terms of the concept of Hesach Hadas in general. Now let's move over, I got Chodesh Nisan, so let's move it over to the realm of Hilchos Pesach. So, in Hilchos Pesach, we find the following. So the Mishnah says in Psachim, that sugi was in Psachim, so I'm not so far off for having started with it, even for a Pesach, but it's not a Pesach topic so much as a Tumah topic. But we do have the following, the very end of Maseches Psachim, Daf Kuf Chof Kamal. Mishnah, bottom of the page. Yoshnu Miktsosan. No one ever gets up to this Mishnah, I don't think, but it's there at the end of Arvei Psachim. Yoshnu Miktsosan. What happened is people were eating the Korban Pesach and, fell asleep.
Never
heard. I imagine it would definitely happen to me. You know what I mean? Like everyone. I mean, you know, it's every Erev Pesach whole tumbling. I always said, you know, they had the Beis Hamikdash Korban Pesach activity was divided into three groups, right? The Mishnah says people came early. Then you know they had to close up the gates because you know there was no more room. The second group, I know definitely which group I'd have been. No question. I've been that last group, you know. But anyway. So then people are tired. Oh, huh?
This is Hannah Schechtel.
Yeah.
Came to be Menachem Avel, my wife.
Yeah.
So she said that Avesha Schechtel is Makpil.
Yeah.
No Divrei Torah.
Yeah,
no
Chiddushim. Once you're done with Harod HaChatzos. Yeah.
Nobody falls asleep.
Right. That's it. Yeah. I mean, you know, the old joke about the Seder, I've said over so many times, you know, depending if you have a lot of family over, so, you know, you come home from shul, and especially say Holland shul, it's already late, and we change the car. So, by the time you get everybody seated, you know, when you work out, this guy's a lefty and this guy's a righty, so you have to switch places with the pillows and this and that. But, you know, it takes 25 minutes, someone gets seated. Finally, gets seated. And then, for some reason, which I still don't know, the practice in many homes is that all of a sudden everybody says Kiddush by Pesach. Not everyone individually. Everybody says Kiddush in a lot of homes. I don't know why. So that takes another 15 minutes.
It's awful.
But you have to drink the wine. But you have to make Kiddush. Why shouldn't it be able to go to the office?
So what, the wine becomes Kiddush?
Well, you have so many
problems. You should have one Kiddush.
I
don't know. You cannot Shumakoni.
I don't know why not. I don't think that's correct. I don't think Alpidin is not. I do it also like that, but I don't think Alpidin is necessary. Then everybody gets up and washes. So it's my turn to get everybody seated. So meanwhile, 40 minutes have gone by and nothing's happened. That's pretty much, you know, how it goes, you know. Right. Anyway, I may come to some of that. But anyway, let's go on. So it says, if people fell asleep, Yoshlu Mitzasun, then Yochlu. If the Korban Pesach meat is on a table, and then after a while, people are dozing off. But if it's only Mitzasun, it's only some of them that dozed off, then everyone can keep eating the Korban Pesach, even the people who fell asleep and then woke up, because the meat was there, being watched. But Kulon, if everybody dozed off, I mean, I guess it could happen, then Lo Yochlu, then you can't eat it. Because, as we'll see in a second, has to do with Hesach Hadas, at least according to some Rishonim. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, well, it depends. Nisnam Namu, if you just dozed off a little bit, you know, like this, you know, that type of dozing off, so then Yochlu. But Nir Namu, you fell into a deeper sleep, then Lo Yochlu. Okay, that's the Mishnah in Psachim Kufchav on Aleph, on the bottom of the page, going on with base. Rashi says, back on Aleph, Yoshnu, Kulon Lo Yochlu. Im Ischilu Lechol, Pishon, V'yoshnu, Lo Yochu, the Nira Kaochal Pisho Bebeiz Mekomos. Rashi says, why? There's a special din of Los Hotzim and Abosarim and Abayas Chutzah. You can't eat the Korban Pesach on two different places. A special Gderes Akosah. So if you fell asleep, now it's like you're in a new place and you wake up. Sometimes you don't know where you are when you wake up, right? You wake up in a trance, dizzy, whatever. So Yashnu, that's how Rashi says. Yochu Pisho Bebeiz Mekomos. That's Rashi's position. And that's others. Nothing to do with our topic. However, the Ravid, in his Hasagos in the Balamor, the end of the Balamor, Psachim Chof, Vav Med Beis, in the page of the Rif, Os Ches, he says, B'yushalmi Pirshua Tamishum Hesach Hadas. That's the Balamor, the High Sukkot right in the bottom, bottom of the Baha. Well, we'll get to it, we'll see it, okay? Kemo Hesach Hadas, so L'chora Mishum Paslus Nagubo, because the Paslus, like we just were learning all night, that there's a Hesach Hadas, and now the Korban Pesach is Kachem Meat, so it became Paslus because nobody was paying attention to it. That's what he says. Okay, and then he goes on. That's the Ravid over there. And then the Ravid L'shitoso and the Rambam in Perek Ches of Hilchos Chometz Umasa Halacha Yud Dalad. This is in, find it here. Perek Ches of Halacha Yud Dalad. The Rambam writes, Midal is the last halacha in Hilchos Chometz Umasa. The Ravid writes, Amar Ram in Pesach Hayochel. The Rambam writes, Misha Yoshem B'socha Sur V'Hikit Eino Chos V'Ochel. Near the Mukulam, when Orlo Yochu and Isnam Mukulam Yochu. See, Pasnag Abel Ram doesn't give the reason why. Doesn't say, just says, basically says over the Mishnah. However, the Ravid says, Amar Ram in Pesach Ochu, Yechid Eno Chos Ochu, Menem Mishum Hesach Hadas. Nifso, Im Loha Yashom Pesach Nosh Yodam Baruch HaMoaf, or whatever. Okay, but again, he mentions Hesach Hadas. So that's the Ravid L'shitoso. So now you at least have some Rishonim, at least one Rishonim. There are others also, I think the Miri agreed, that the issue there is the issue of Hesach Hadas. Further in that Mishnah, we find the following statement. Further in that same Mishnah, going back now, I'll read the end of it. It's on Kuf Chaf, Amud Beis, and we have the following statement. HaPesach Achar Chatzos Metameyas Herdayim. After Chatzos, the Korban Pesach makes you tame. If you touch the meat, I'm kind of funny, you know, I touch it after Chatzos, it's mitame esei adayim. That's the Mishnah says. Why is that? So the Yerushalmi in Psachim, on that Mishnah, it's the last Amud the Yerushalmi in Psachim, it's Perek Yud of Psachim Mishnah, Halacha Zayin. The Yerushalmi says, Lama, Mipnei, they call it here in the Yerushalmi, interesting, Hesia Hadas, not Hesef, but He Samech Yud Ayin. I don't know if the ayin and ches among those guttural letters, but he see also moving, like, and so on, moving your das, I'm not saying, it's an interesting term, right?
Makes more sense.
Yeah, in some ways it works, right? So that's probably this, where you show me, that's probably the Ravid source, okay? Even though the Ravid is applying that to the first part of the Mishnah, and the Yerushalmi seems to be talking about on the second part, at least
but,
the way.
But there's no sechadad, though. You talk about time.
Oh, so what's going on? Very good. So what's happening here? Okay. So then the second reason is really a question. Lama, mipnei hesidas or mishum she'aval av chatzos? Is that the issue? Is it hesach hadas or is it chatzos? That's Yerushalmi's question. Okay, so in explaining the question, the Prei Moshe writes as follows. Lama gozu ve'rabanan tumah, im mipnei hesidas u'klomar, de mesapka leila hashas, I name of the Asya, afilu kiman de omad imi de raisa nechala pesach kala layla. You know that that's the machokas of Elazim and Azariah. Rabbi Akiva, whether you can eat the Pesach all night and it's just or no, Rabbi Elazar Nazar, it's the last, you know, the end of Pesachim, Rabbi Elazar Nazar, he says, Rabbi Gzera Shava, it says, Vahimach Tzia Laila, that's midnight when the Makas Bechoros happened, and it says, that you're, and it says, Vachos Abos Abalaz, also, that's also be to Chatos. And the others disagree. So, do we say, Afilu Kimandomar, Duraisa Nechal, Pesach, Kalalalam, Durabonim, Hushainu Nechal, Ela Ad Chatos, Vim kein lo havelei nosa achachartzel. It's not really nosa. According to that view, not really nosa means leftover. It's not really leftover carbonus achachartzel. Vafilo hachi gazi berabanan tumah. The hoel umias midrabanan osu lemechel achachartzel. Meisiach daitam men of eno shomro. You know how people are. I can't eat it now. Forget about it. I'm not paying attention to it anymore. Right? It's done. Pesach, midnight, it's over. You know, the Seder's over, and you know, everyone disappears. You know, like, in other words, who's paying attention anymore to what's on the table? The wife, I guess, has to clean up. You know, my family, so I say Shir Hashem at the end of the Seder. The wife said, yeah, that's that way you don't have to clean up. Conveniently, just as Shir Hashem ends, the table's cleared. You know. But, alright, I have to try and clean up before Shir Hashem.
But yeah. That according to Rabbi Eliezer, after Chatzot, it becomes Shlomo.
Let's see. Yeah, I was talking about with Ellie Grado the other day.
That's
right. Yeah, we were talking the other day. Anyway, Umias, we are born on Oslo, Mecha, Chatzot, Mesir, Daito, Menav, Eno, Shomo, Umimsol. The Gozru, Boshi, Tamis, Adayim, O Dilma. Mishum shavah chatzos, hanu kemad amadu the raisa havelei nosar achar chatzos. Like a kid appreciates the Mishnah, and in the Mishnah he says this Mishnah is like a balaz ben azari. The svila is man achilas pesach ar chatzos mi the raisa he. The came and the achar chatzos havelei nosar goes away rabbanu shitma said daim kedishlo is atzlu b'achiloso ulavila de nosar. They made a tunnel become Thomas. He won't be lazy and they'll make sure not to let it become nosar and eat it right away. But again, according to the other view, it also ties in with this question of. Similarly, this question of Hesach Hadas. That's how the Ridvaz learns the sugya. So that's the sugya over there. So again, we have the concept of Hesach Hadas by Olav Kachim and the concept of Hesach Hadas by Korban Pesach with these nafkaminas. Again, to say quickly, is it a machlokas naflamadal, whether it's a psul haguf or it's an actual psul tuma? And the nafkaminas with regards to whether if Eliyahu comes and lets us know. Does it change any factors or not? Number one. Number two is the tzitzmera. What was the second nafkamin? Was the tzitz? That was the third nafkamin. That was about the tzitz. And the what was the middle nafkamin again? Whether if you let me see, yeah, do you have to put it to ubar tzurasa? Do you have to let it be possible in lino or not? In that situation, okay, that was that. And machlokas whether it's derived from the rabbanon. And now we brought it over to korban pesach, and we see by the case of people who fell asleep. Or by the case of Efter Chatzos, may also have to do with, according to Yerushalmi and according to the Ravid, also has to do with Hesach Hadas. Now, practically speaking, does this have anything to do with the way we observe Pesach in our time? I mean, it's nice to learn this up, but let's see. So actually, there is a statement from the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, which at first glance, and possibly has nothing to do with this, but in a way maybe it does, we'll see. The Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Chotfin Matzos, Belele Psochim, Beshul Tinoko Shelo Yishno. Chotfin Matzos, what does that mean? Chotfin Matzos, yeah, we brought the case where it becomes a Shlom after Chatzos. It's very tangential. Okay, so I mentioned that, I was talking to you about it. But anyway, so Chotfin Matzos, I looked at the Gemara, I didn't find it, but maybe it's there. Anyway, I found it, okay, good. I didn't look carefully. Chotfin Matzos, Belele Psochim, Beshul Tinoko Shelo Yishno. Chotfin matzah. What does that mean exactly? Chotfin matzah. You do something on Leil Pesach, the shul tinoko shelo yishno, so that the kids won't sleep. What does it mean? So actually, Rashi and Rashbam have two very different interpretations of what that means. Chotfin matzah. I'll read it from Rashi. The same thing, Rashbam. Basically, chotfin matzah, magbien es akara. Chotfin means like you pick up the seder plate, you know, in the middle of the meal. The shul tinoko shiyishalo, so the kid will ask question. That's shot number one. The Easter Mefarish, Chotfin Matzah, Chotfin moving quickly, Ochlin Maher, that's what they said that the Shepherd told you, right? You go very quickly. And Rashi says, Zeh Loshon Ikar. What does it mean? It means Chotfin Matzah, does it mean something to do with the kids provoking questions? You're picking up the plate suddenly, something you don't do every other meal? Or Chotfin Chapara, you get to the Matzah very fast. That's the Rashi and Rashbam. 2 days in Rashi and Rashbam. What that means? Yes, that's the Miri says like that. Yes, I'll mention it. But that's what Chotfin means. So actually, as an aside, I once thought that those two opinions may really revolve around a different question, which is a broader shiur. But very quickly, you know, we've talked about it in the past. I think it says Rabbi Gamliel Hay Omer Koshim Shalom and Davar Shoshu Rama Vekliyotzei Dechavoso. Right, if you don't say Pesach Matzah Mor, you're not Yotzei, you're Chovah. What Chovah? What Chovah are you not Yotzei? some Rishonim told you're not Yotze Sipriyus Mitzrayim. And if you told the story of Sipriyus Mitzrayim, you didn't mention anything about Pesach Matzah Maor. You didn't do a good job of telling the story, so you're not Yotze. But some say you're not Yotze the Mitzvah Achilas Pesach Matzah Maor. That really a Sipriyus Mitzrayim does not exist as an independent entity. The Rambam counts as a separate mitzvah. The other Rishonim seem to say it doesn't count as a separate mitzvah. That's that old question: why there's no bracha on Sipriyus Mitzrayim? So all kinds of terutzim. But according to some Rishonim, you don't need any terutzim. It's not an independent mitzvah. It's a prat within, huh? What? Years ago, yeah, you remember that, many years ago, yeah. So so that was a long time ago. So that's when I said this. So it's, Sipriyus Mitzrayim is sort of like a Hecha Timsa, the proper way of eating matzah is by telling a story in association with it. I compare it to Haseba. Some say the mitzvah of Haseba is a prat within matzah, not a separate kiyum. But anyway, maybe that's these 2 days over here also. Meaning, if the Sipriyus Mitzrayim exists as a separate entity, so we want the kids busy asking questions right away. It's like Magvina Sakara. But if you hold that, never mind Sipriyus Mitzrayim, the main thing is to get to the matzah. You know, so then Chotza means to get quickly. You know, so get the kids, make sure the kids are around for that. All right, that's just a side point. In the, how do we, so in terms of the halacha, or the din of chotzin, so we actually find, it turns out that it's a machlokas between the Ram and the Ravid, mamish these 2 days in Rashi and Rashbam. This is in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, she left it open, of course. Perek Zayin, halacha gimel, I hope. Perek Zayin, halacha gimel, the Rambam writes, here it is. The Rambam says that tzorech lasos shinoi balayla hazeh, you got to do strange things, different things this night. Kadesh Yiru Habonim V'Yishalot. Children will see and ask. V'Yomer Manistana Halala Zemikolas, etc. Adchi Yoshelam Yomalem Kach V'Kach Ira Kach V'Kach. Tell the story, etc. V'Ketzad Mishana. What do you do that's different? Mechalek Lahem Koyos. Where it goes, and you give out nuts and sweets and treats to the kids, whatever. V'Okin Ashulchan Lefneim Kodim Shiochu. You move the table around, or we move the seder plate around. V'Chotfin Matzos. Now the Rambam learns. V'Chotfin Matzos Zeh Miyad Zeh. People grab matzahs from each other. You grab from him, and he grabs from you. It becomes a whole game. So it keeps the kids busy, right? He have a whole game. Chotfin, matzah, zemiyad, zeh. Kiyotzim, them, things like that to inspire interest and keep people awake. The Ravid writes, Amar Avram, perish acher memaharin la'ochol, lechol, kidei shol yishnu. Get eating it quickly. That's the other day. So the Mamash HaMachol is the Rambam and the Ravid. But anyway, that's what the Rambam says about chotfin matzah. People grab the matzah. Like I mentioned, some Rishonim say gonvin. The Rambam didn't say that. He didn't say gonvin, it's chotfin. That's the Lashon of Gemara. I think the Miri has the Lashon of the actually swipe it, so to speak. You steal it. And of course, we have the practice, you know, in modern day, stealing the Afikoman. That's probably what it's based on. Although it's very interesting, just as an aside, the Rav said, Rabbi Shurkin Prince in Hare Kedem, in Chelch Beis, it's Simon Ayin Test towards the end. The near the Yesh Lomar, the Rambam Chotfin Zeh Miyad Zeh Mamish. One from the hand from the other. She'echad Ochez the Matzah, the Chavero Chotef Meno. Guy's holding the matzah, the other guy grabs it out. What's going to happen? It's going to break. That's Yachatz. That's what he says. V'hine Mistomek, Kishishnaim Ochzim the Matzah, Achaz. Not Achas, he nechlekas esnayim. The Yesoma, the Zehu Kiyam Yachas la Rambam.
That's right. Huh? Bring down Yachas as part of the
Seder. Right. The Rambam is pointing out that we usually associate Yachas, why do we break it? Lechem Oni. But the Rambam learns that Lechem, that's the main part of this I say, that Lechem Oni only applies in the din of Achilas Matzah. What is Lechem Oni? The beginning of the Seder, what's it got to do? And so we usually say Lechem Oni, Ma Oni Darka Beprusa. We also, we have a prusa. That's how we usually learn up yachatz. But the Rambam says that's a din in the achilat matzah. It's not a din in earlier in the Seder. So he's a fiza ninsa the hadin yachatz kodem hagoda, whom the fact the way the yachatz before magid in the early part of the Seder, whom we shum chotri matzah. So that's how the Rav said that's chotfin is actually a break in half. Okay. That's a side point. But
the chotfin would be earlier than the Seder.
Right, that's the point. You get to keep.
Well, yeah, you're not going to do it during the Achilas Matzah. You do it after the toast. Left and right, it'd be terrible.
But we do it at the end of the Seder.
Oh, we give it back. We take it earlier. No, they swipe it. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But that's according to the Rambam, it's a din yachas. That's what Rav said. But there is another possibility.
Yeah, the Shabbos that they do right before they eat it. At the beginning of the
Seder,
the Rambam
was saying? Oh, that's what he says. He says that the Yachatz, according to the Yachatz is earlier. According to the Rambam, saying in the Rambam, that the din of Yachatz, that's Chotvin. They keep saying, I guess, they keep the interest.
I make a brother, then you steal my last one.
Yeah, you're right. You take half of it. But there is a possible.
That's sort of, let me say.
Yeah.
That one time the whole year.
Yeah.
That we're doing something
which should be organized. And we always ask one ishtana.
Uh-huh.
And it's so disordered.
Right, the Seder.
So
Seder, 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 interesting, interesting how. Anyway, but all of that is one reason for our stealing the matzahs and the kids holding, they hold it ransom for pride. I always like to tell, it was not, I think I ran out, it was 2 years ago. It always happens, eventually the kid falls asleep, you know. So, 2 years ago,
yeah,
I told 2 years ago when I was doing B'dikas Chametz, I found in the back of the desk drawer last year's afikol matzah was in the bag. You know, because
is that where the minute comes from, to burn someone's last year's matzah with this year's
matzah? The truth is, you know, you always tell the kids, look, you know, you can eat any piece of matzah. It doesn't have to be dafka, that piece of yachat. So if they hold you up for too much ransom, you can get out of it. So I guess the kid was asleep, so I ate a different piece of matzah, and then we were searching for the chametz a year later, and at the back of a drawer there, I found the white deckel with the afikomen in it. Anyway, but there is a whole different reason for the issue.
We have to calm them.
What's right? So there is another reason behind this minig that we have, which relates to our discussion tonight about Hesach Hadas, at least according to Reb Chaim. That's the Chokfin Matzah, the way we have it. But Reb Chaim said something different. The mission at the very end of Pesachim, last mission, right? Well, it's not the last second, we had the other last mission, but we had the last mission before. Kuf Yud Tesman Beis, one line Mishnah, Ein Maftirin Achara Pesach Avikomen. That's the mission about the Afikomen. What are we being Mekayim when we eat the Afikomen? So this is a major machlokas we've shown him. Again, Rashi and Rashbam says, Shetzorech lech is ein maftir nachar matzah afikomen. It's different gears, but for our purpose, not the Gemara has that. But Shetzorech lecho matzah b'gmar hasuda. You have to eat matzah at the end of the meal. That's what we call the afikomen. Zecher lematzah necheh asima pesach. Because at the end of the korban pesach was eaten ala sova. The korban pesach meat was a kezayis meat. It was dessert. The main course is the korban chagiga. Then you saved a little space, so one more piece of meat, one more helping. That was the korban pesach, and you ate that with matzah. So as a zecher to that matzah, what they ate with the korban pesach, we eat a piece of matzah. We don't have a korban pesach to eat it with, so we just eat a plain piece of matzah of the afikomen. Vizuhi matzah b'suah shanochem b'achon l'shem chovas matzah. It's a different thing. He said that's the real kiyum of matzah. So what we eat at the beginning of Motzi Matzah, that's just going to start a meal making Hamotzi, like any other Shabbos Yom Tov, any weekdays, you can start a meal with Hamotzi. The real kiyum of Achilas Matzah is the end. That's why some don't want to talk. They don't talk from the Al Achilas Matzah all the way till the Afikomen. I think the Shalah writes like that, and others say it's a Chum Yosef.
There's Matzah in the whole
stage. Yeah, but at least there.
Why Chum Yosef, start mitzvah the Achilat Matzah at the end?
Why say the broch at the end? So that's what the Rishonim say. Because Kavish Amilei Kreso, you already found it looks funny. You already ate it. Now you sell Achilas Matzah. It's a technicality, though. Anyway, that's Rashi and the Rashbam.
That's what the Rishonim said. Rav said by Morer that you shouldn't.
Right. If you use the same vegetable for karpas, you use for Morer, which the poor people sometimes had to do. So you can't have karpas and then have Achilas Morer. Doesn't make sense. But anyway, that's the Rashi and the Rashbam. However, the Rosh has a different take, and we'll wrap up with this. We got Reb Chaim. The Rosh says in Perek Yud, Siman Lamed Daled, he quotes Rashi and Rashbam, he says doesn't think it's right. Because if that's true, what? Oh, he said if that's the Iker Kir of Matzah, then where's the Morah? Where's the Charoset? That should be right with everything. So he says, if that's the Zecha Matzah, Nechaz and Pesach, this is Siman Lamed Daled, he quotes Rashi and Rashbam, he says if that's the case, then you should have Taka the Morah and everything that have the Kricha at that time. Therefore, he says, Hilchach Nirali, the Osa Matzah ain't a L'shem Chova. That matzah that we eat at the Afikomen, that's not the main kiyum of Achilas Matzah, no sir. Ela Ochlin Osa Zecher L'Pesach. We can't eat the Korban Pesach today. We don't even have roast meat at all at the Seder, right? So, what do? We take the next best identifiable simon of Pesach, namely matzah, and eat that. See the Machlokas, according to Torah Rashi and the Rashbam and other Rishon, I think the Meir is like that, the Maharil, and they say in the Rambam is like that. The main Achilas Matzah is the Afikomen. According to Rosh, no, the Afikomen is a Zecher LePesach. Okay, and that's, by the way, how it looks in the Shulchan Aruch. Just to read in the Shulchan Aruch, it's Simon Tov Ayin Zayin, of Aruch Chaim, Simon Tov Ayin Zayin, Tzif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, La'achar Gemar Kalasuda Ochlim in Matzah Shmur Tachas Hamapo Kizayis Kolechot Zecher LePesach. So that's how the Mechaber seems to paskin. What does all this have to do with us? So they say from Reb Chaim, and it's quoted in the Brisk Haggadah, Haggadah Meitz Levi Brisk, this is in the second edition of Madur Mesukenes, revised, progress it. It's on the Yachat Taka. It says, in the Haminag Lahatmin Hafikoman. What's this minig of hiding the Hafikoman? Says Uchaim, Minag Zemu, Betur Shukhan Orkwan, Vinira Shiesh Bezay Yisod Al Pi Alocha. This minig has a Yisod Al Pi Alocha. Shaladas Harosh that we just read, Anu Ochlin Hayom Hafikoman Zechel Pesach Shnechel Asoba. Behine, Hadin Hu Be Pesach Shetorach Shmira. That's the car we've just been talking all night. You need Shmira, right? The Hesach Hadas postal bomb made Tuma. Hesach Hadas puzzled it. Right? Or the Paraduma Shatar Shmira, Mavur, Mr. Parzain, the Parashim, Hipshilachar Postle, Nikam Shachosir Shmir, in Cain, Huadin, Bibsar Pesach, Shatar Shmira, Yisteris, or Yidnoso. Or Lachain, Hitmino es Habosar, that's why they hid the piece of meat that no one should forget, but we know where it is. Umizen Nikba Minigisol Ad Hayom Lahatmin Afikomen, Shuzechel Karm Pesach Tachasakar, under the pillow, or Tachasamap, under the table somehow. Ubize Ein Chashas Tumah Behesachadas Ad Shas Achila. That's Ad Kan, the Reb Chaim. They quoted here from the Reb Chaim, and also the Modem Zmanim Chelik Zayin Simon Pekuf Pechef, I guess he brings it from the Reb Chaim or the Biskarab,
so,
whatever.
So by hiding
so,
it,
you're well, you know where it is, right?
It's not going to be after that.
So the problem is, that's not exactly our minig. Ad Kan, the Reb Chaim. I mean, it's very, very creative, very interesting, and he says that it has, at least it has a Yisod al Pi Alocha. But the problem is the way we do it today, Taka the father, whatever, doesn't know where it is. I mean, I don't know, my kids hide it somewhere, you know, they play hot and cold.
Yeah, but the kids know exactly where it is.
So I was thinking, I don't know if Chaim doesn't say this, I was just thinking.
And the kids hide it in the bathroom.
But that doesn't do it.
Then they're not sure you're not going to go there.
Yeah. But let me tell you this, I just...
Yeah, but in order to get back to the Machlokas, because let me go back to the original Machlokas, because whether it's again in the group of the item,
oh, the tumor, yeah.
We think about it, because it would be enough, if it's not about the guf,
yeah.
It would be enough that the Baal HaBayis is thinking about...
Oh, that's interesting.
Thing.
Okay, think about it. That's interesting. I want to say something different. And I don't know if Rechaim doesn't say it, because he's not exactly reflecting our minig. Our minig is, again, the way it is today in America. I don't know when what changed. But the fact is Yerushalmi and Trumas, in the first parak, and of Bezim, parak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and of Bezim and Aleph in the Yerushalmi, he says it's talking about a cheres sota of a cotton, and it says over there that the Gemara tells a story that the local Yehuda Tani Amar Yehuda Ma'aser Vanav Shav Yochanan Ben Gudgoda Shu Kul and Chereshin, all the children were dead, whatever the family. The Hayu Kol Ataris Yerushalayim Nasin Al Gabein Amar Lo Bnei Shal Ataris Enam Tzrichas Machshava Benasis Al Gabei Cheres Shav Cotton. Certain Ataris can be done through Cheres Shav Cotton. Aval Truma Ma'aser Tzrichin Machshava. You have to have Machshava. But the Einan Nifsal is the Hesech Hadas. But what about the Hesech Hadas? So it says there, Yosi B'Shem Rebbe Lo, Ein Ksibahen Machshava Shmira Ksibahen. There's a difference in Machshava and Shmira. And if Pnei Moshe explains that, guess what? When it comes to Shmira, even the Shmira of a cotton counts. So I thought maybe that, you put that together with Chaim, maybe that'll justify a minute. Because it's saying here that the Psul of Machshava is true by a cotton, but when you need a Shmira, and that's all. So even it sounds like from this sugya, and that's the way that Pnei Moshe learns it. Ein Nifsolos, he says, Kitaros Ein Nifsolos Pesach Hadas, Hech Nismochal Elu Sheinah Bnei Das. How can we rely on someone who's not a Ben Das? The Kamer Biosi, the Shem of Ilad, Afilo Hachi, Ho, the Ein Ksibah and Machshava, El Shmiru the Ksibah and the Parshas Pnei, he quotes the Pasuk, the Shomrus Mishmarti. Okay, they're talking about Shmira, so then you don't need a bendas. So Mamela, I thought that we put this together with Reb Chaim, so that justifies our practice. The attack is a Shmira. Shmira by the cotton. Maybe the father doesn't know where it is, but hopefully the kid knows where it is. And if the kid falls asleep, so then I've lost this punch. But at least we have some justification for our practice, based on some time. Okay.
Now that's guaranteed that the kids will not go asleep.
Yeah, hopefully. That's better.
All right,
let's go on the phone. I got it. Oh, it's supposed to stop. All right,
who's got the bottles?
On the side, it's stopped right here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. This one, though.
Yeah, this one.
Oh, we'll probably go to it. I hope it works.